year.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Bot, 7:05 on this morning of November the, oh my gosh, is it the 18th already? I think it is, November the 18th. We have now officially gotten into the holiday season. Now, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're chatting and streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm always joined in the morning by Bad Bob.
And good morning, and still waiting for Labor Day. You know, I somehow got off track here.
You know what? I was wrong about that, about the, about officially into holidays. We were officially in the holidays on Halloween, because I walked into stores and they were putting up on Halloween, they were taking them down as fast as they could and putting up Christmas stuff on Halloween.
Yeah.
During that weekend. It was before that?
Holiday started, yeah, it definitely started before that. We did a Christmas program last night on the Spot with Linda Bott. We had all kinds of giveaways Sue from next door at KLXR came in and said, hey, you know, they're starting to hang the wreaths and they're doing the Christmas decorations. So I think what's happening, and like I was saying last night on the air, is that I don't feel funny about it this year. Usually I'm just like, stop. But I guess, I don't even want to say the word jumpstart, is that, the holidays, I'm in the holiday spirit. And why not do it instead of, like, crashing on Thanksgiving weekend for, like, Thanksgiving and then Black Friday? So let's start a week early. Let's kind of ooze into it. Yes.
Maybe there's a desperation to have something good to celebrate after all the bad news we've
exactly.
been getting.
Well, exactly. You know what? That's absolutely true, except, you know what? There is a lot of good news out there. You couldn't tell it by looking at the front page of the Record Searchlight today, or almost any day. But then again, there are days. I mean, there's things out there. Like today, you know, just, okay, here's good news. You ready? Another business is coming to town. You know, yesterday we talked about the movie industry is moving into town. And today they've got, it's a small company. It's not a lot of jobs, but it's the fourth one, you know, in the last few weeks that says they're coming in, not even counting the fact that the movie studio is coming in, which could be lots of jobs. And the new one is Ted Pella, which manufactures and sells products to laboratories that use microscopes. It's going to have 15 new jobs. You know, so that's good. There are people in this town that believe in Reading and believe that this town is going to continue to grow and to prosper, and we believe in that. If you constantly just look around you, oh my God, this is happening, it's not good. On the other hand, change is good.
Change is great, like the weather. 100% chance of showers today, with temperatures getting to be around 52. Ooh, love it. Don't you love it? It's the fall. It should be the weather and the leaves. Who needs to go to the East Coast? The leaves are absolutely gorgeous. It's great. 50% chance of showers this evening, with the temperatures getting to about 32 degrees. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And let's go to our Market Minute with Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Welcome to the program. What's going on with the Minute Market?
Good morning. Change here as well. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 33 points at 11,803. The S&P 500 is positive 2 at 1218. And the NASDAQ is down 5 at 2582. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 3 cents at $5.77 and General Electric up 8 cents at $15.72. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 1 penny at $9.81, and Tri-Counties Bank is also down 1 penny at $14.29. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there today, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield up to 2.99%. In the commodity markets, we are finding crude oil down 22 cents at 98.60, gold down $1.60 at 17.1860, and silver up 31 cents at 31.81. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors LLC for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. 708-808-908 in the morning for our market minute, and then again in the afternoon. It's a good way to figure out what's going on, if anybody can figure out what's going on Wall Street.
Oh, we're
going
to have to take a break, but we've got Gary Catt, who is, I think he's...
His hair's on fire.
Yeah, he's got something to tell us. He's pacing.
Plus, there's a lot of things going on. Today, we're going to have, besides just Gary Catt that just kind of rolled in here, and Pete Privich from the Veterans Clinic has got some things he wants to talk about that's happening next week, and Occupy Reading. They're going to be here today and tell us what they are, what they want. For
and
Reading.
Good morning, Chat Packers. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. Celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Free layaway till Christmas, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Support our local veterans by making your donation this month during RABA's second annual Salute to North State Veterans. Many are in need of transportation to and from work, home, support, and medical services. With your kind donation, RABA can provide passes making our veterans' lives easier. Please call 906-6312 or stop by the Gold Mart located in the Town and Country Shopping Center to make your donation. For every dollar raised, RABA will provide a free bus pass to a local veteran. Call 906-6312 or stop by the Gold Mart today and say thank you to our vets.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. Celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Bow, 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 baby. 7:13 in the morning, November the 18th.
Just get out that cat.
530-605-4567. It's Friday, my friends. It's time to rock and roll. Only two more working days till Monday. Hey, we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. You know, I got a phone call yesterday from somebody who says, you know, hey, I'm out here on a job and I can't hear you. And he says, it's just in this one spot. And I said, got a computer? He goes, oh, yeah. KCNR1460.com. Thanks. So, you know, hey, just going out. You can hear us that way, too. In the chat pack. Okay, John, Sungold, Sharon, Indie Guy, Angel. Oh, gosh, they're all on there. Marty, Bad Bob, of course, is always there. So, good morning, my friends.
What's Indie Guy going?
Wait, are you asleep there, Indie Guy? Wake up.
I won't take that too personally.
Oh, I know. It's Carl singing. That's what people are talking about. That. Hey, you know what? This day in history, usually I'm not excited about it, but today I am.
Well, because you like the character it's about. Anyway, part of the show that we haven't done in a few days here, but on this day in 1928, Walt Disney debuted his talking animated cartoon, Steamboat Willie. It was at the Colony Theater in New York. The short film featured a character who had been named Mortimer. What a great name for a pet. Mortimer. Walt changed the name to Mickey Mouse. Steamboat Willie was the first cartoon with synchronized sound. And for those of you who don't remember, Steamboat Willie was in black and white. Disney's first color cartoon wasn't released for another 4 years.
And what year was this?
This is in 1928.
1928. So our guest, Gary Cadd, was there for probably 4 years.
He certainly was. I saw the first one.
You saw the first one.
That's right. It was a segue.
Hey, Gary just dropped in to ask to talk about. He says something that's happening he wanted to let everybody know about. It has to do with possible environmental danger.
Yes, here. Possibly could. The Bureau of Reclamation, I'm understanding, is going to make a move to automate the Keswick Dam. And this will mean that there will not be people, human beings, at the dam 24 hours a day. They will be through some of the daylight hours, but it won't be there 24 hours a day. And one of the things I wanted to bring up...
Okay, so what's the impact on that?
Well, the impact, they have some transformers out there. I don't know the number. I remember going through there, but I don't remember the exact number of them. There was three, four, or five, something like that. These transformers hold 15,000 gallons of oil, and a transformer can blow. And if one blows, their fire system, they got quite a fire system out there, that it pumps 80,000 gallons a minute. Well, I would imagine that the containment area that they have for these transformers could be filled quite fast if an event happens and the fire water goes off, starts filling up. Well, if it fills up and you got a transformer that just blew, you've got, 10,000 gallons of oil inside these transformers.
So what would a person do if they were there?
Well, if they were there, they would go to the area and shut the fire water down to where it won't go over the containment, but it still put the fire out, but it wouldn't go over containment. If nobody's there, there's nobody to turn the fire water off. If there's nobody to turn the fire water off, we could have an event that would dump water into the dump oil and water into the Sacramento River. So I just found out about this yesterday, about this happening Monday. I know Sylvia Milligan and I spoke before the Redding City Council last Tuesday night, asking the council to invite Bureau of Reclamation into the council and talk to them about what's going on with this issue. And in the meantime, late yesterday afternoon, I found out that it's looking as though that the Bureau is going to implement this situation starting Monday morning. So what I would tell folks to do, if you want, I mean, this is our river. I mean, I don't even think
so
we want to take a chance.
So what you're saying is there's no fail-safe method. I mean, is there a fail-safe method that they know of that, okay, if the fire hoses go off, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about if there's a catastrophe there in a fire,
mm-hmm.
The fire water comes on, it fills up everything, it just keeps pumping until it's empty.
Till somebody, they're probably pumping out of the river, so it's just going to keep pumping.
It's going to keep pumping as long as there's what, heat?
No, as long as somebody isn't there to turn it off.
So you mean if somebody even has a small fire there and it starts, once it kicks in, it just keeps pumping?
Well, I think.
Or does by heat or something like that?
I think this fire. Well, all right, let's put it this way, Carl. I'm not sure. But having said that I'm not sure, here is a problem coming before us. And do we, does the city of Redding, city of Shasta Lake, city of Anderson, do we, the people, know what's going on out there?
No, and here's what I'm saying is that we need to find out everything about it before we run in circles and scream and shout.
Well,
what you're doing is absolutely right. If there's a possibility that there could be this water comes in there and there's nobody to turn it off, and now we've dumped 13,000 gallons of oily water into the Sacramento River.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, we need to make sure there's a fail-safe there that says no, this will never happen. If there's not, then they either need to, one, keep somebody there that can do it, or put a fail-safe method in there. So what you're saying is absolutely right.
Either, yes. So what I would say is that with the city of Redding, call the Public Works Director Brian Crane. And call his department to see if they will call BOR and talk to them and tell them they put this off on Monday and we need to take a look at it. And with the county, it would be Public Works Director Pat Minturn and Resource Director Russ Mall. And with the two cities, with the Shasta Lake City and Anderson, I don't know who to call there, Public Works Directors. But I think that would be a really good idea to find out what's going on and have the Bureau of Reclamation talk to our government agencies and talk to our people before this happens, before they actually come through and start doing the automated part of it. And because I'm understanding it's going to start Monday evening, I would gather, is when it's going to start.
Okay. Let's go to the phones here. Hey, Eric, good morning. You have a comment?
Yeah, good morning, Carl. This is Eric Woodstrom.
Oh, hi, Eric.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
I'm doing good. I'm running up and down I-5 today.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. I'm listening to I'm listening to you on the radio, that's wonderful.
Well, great. Welcome to the show this morning. Do you have a comment on the topic?
I do have a comment on the topic. I think that there's a little bit of misinformation out there. I'm on the water board out west of town for Centerville Community Services District, and we had a meeting on Wednesday and had a conversation about this. One of our...
And the beauty of cell phones.
There you go. Well, maybe we can get him back. Maybe,
you know, hey,
Eric Woodstrom of Five Star Bank.
Maybe he can do is pull over.
Yeah, if you can hear us, yeah, if you can, we'll get you back on here. Meanwhile, we got to take a quick break.
Okay, here it comes.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Hold on.
KCNR 1460.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953 with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
I've been riding since I was 17, flat out my whole life, had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KTNR 1460. We are rolling this morning. And we've
been talking about Keswick Dam, and we've got somebody online. Eric, good morning.
Eric, good morning.
Yes. Good morning. How are you?
Okay, fine. Now there you
okay.
are.
We got you turned up now. Okay.
Oh, good. Well, you know, I'm on the board of a water district out west of town, and we had a discussion on this Wednesday night at our meeting about what's going on at Keswick. We happen to have on our board a gentleman that's recently retired from the Bureau and is very aware of this project. And it seems like what they put out as information is a little bit of misinformation. What they're doing is, and Gary's absolutely right, it'll be unmanned in the respect of managing the water level up and down, which will be managed out of Sacramento. But Shasta Dam has been managed that way through computers and different things since the 80s. And really all this is just the management of the water level up and down. There'll be people there for maintenance and on site, you know, to do different things and to be aware of fire safety issues.
But, Eric, granted, I agree with you as far as Shasta Dam, but Shasta Dam has always had people down at Keswick, which would make the quick run from Keswick back up the hill to Shasta Dam. It's not as though no one is there, and they have to call somebody in, which might be a half-hour, 45-minute travel to get there. And what are we doing with these 80,000-gallon-a-minute water being pumped into a containment area that could fill it?
But there'll be people on site. They just won't be managing the water level. There'll be people there for maintenance and regular, you know, fire safety issues, and they just won't be physically managing the water. They've had to manually manage Keswick, where the rest of the system is automated. And this, what they're doing is integrating Keswick into their water management system.
Okay.
So that was the answer that we received, at least from a gentleman at the Bureau. One of our, you know, and I, we all have to be aware of what's going on and question when we hear these things. And one of our customers that come to the meeting and asked us if our water district it won't impact, but fortunately we had someone, you know, with Bureau experience and that could answer that.
Yeah, well, if they had a okay. problem and we one of the gates would go down, we could flood parts of the city.
I think what Eric is saying is that the only thing that's changing is they're going to computer manage the level of the water, but there's still going to be people there in case of emergencies. Is that it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, see, I was understanding that there wouldn't be people there in the night.
So. Well, that's why it's a good thing you came on so we could get the word out. It looks like there will be people on there, though they will change the way they manage water. It will be unmanned. But there would be somebody still there in case of an emergency.
Yeah, and they should have been a little more careful maybe with their press release because, you know, Gary, you're not the only one that read it said, what in the world is going on? I think there was a number of people that said that.
Yeah, well, I was just wanting to find more of before they actually did it. Once they go forward and go to automation, it's probably going to be hard to ever get them dropped back. If they start Monday night, then they start Monday night. And I was just wanting them to take, say, a few days a week just to go through so that everybody understands exactly what's going on and that we know how our dams are being managed.
I think it's worth them maybe doing another press release kind of clearing this up that there will always be people there in case of emergencies.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's the case.
Okay, Eric, thank you so much as usual.
And Eric,
have a great day.
All right, we need to get Eric.
All right.
Take care.
Be careful down there on your trip. Yeah. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
You know, what's happening is a lot of people are actually leaving today for their Thanksgiving week. If they take the week off, they're leaving now to go drive to see mom and dad or aunt and uncle or whatever it is. So it's really the beginning of the Thanksgiving holiday today. And so just everyone be mindful and be careful. And, you know, hats off to, I guess, Eric and wherever he is and have a safe Thanksgiving.
I can see it now. We're getting stuff in the chat room. Ring, ring. Hello? Hey, Joe, turn off the water. No, I don't know how either.
Well, call it.
You got to love the chat room. Gary, you know, when you bring things in like this, this is cool because this was this could have been a real problem, but somebody that was there is listening and says, you know what? Same thing that Shasta does. There are going to be people there, but I think that you should, you know, in my opinion, maybe just follow this up one more and just say, hey, look, if there's going to be people there for emergencies, you need to say that.
Yeah. So. Well, yeah, they need to let us know exactly what's going to be happening and if there is going to be people there, if there isn't, so that we know what's going on. Because, you know, this is our beautiful river running out here, and we can't have, you know,
no, we can't, because
10,000 gallons of oil floating down it.
Oh, no, because already, you know, we're losing logging jobs. We've lost logging jobs. We lost mining jobs. We're just getting ready, you know, if the government has its way to lose the water rights up in Siskiyou County, working its way down. The only thing we have left is the river and fishing and recreation. And then if we dump, you know, 18,000 gallons of oily water in there, it's probably going to put a little bit of a hurt on people wanting to, you know, to float down the river and come out with this oily sheen.
And you won't have people coming to catch the fish. You know, it's just a big mad circle.
But no, that was a good thing to bring up, and it was great that we have people listening on the way down.
I appreciate you coming in too, Gary.
You know, I understand probably Eric was on just even on the outskirts of Sacramento listening to us.
Oh, Eric. Hey, coming up, we've got with Pete Privett's in the house. And Gary, again, thank you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You guys, too.
All right. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicking off the trading day with stocks little changed on the day, but down about 3% so far this week. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 52 points. With the Wednesday deadline fast approaching, the Bush-era tax cuts appear to be what's keeping members of the Congressional Super Committee from striking a deal. Those tax rates are set to expire at year's end. Republicans want to extend them. Democrats only want the extension for lower and middle-income Americans. The two sides must reach a broader agreement on reducing the deficit by at least $1.2 trillion over a decade. Otherwise, automatic spending cuts take effect in 2013. Some of the world's biggest banks may be getting downgraded. Standard & Poor's plans to update credit ratings for these institutions. The ratings firm will release the new scores within the next 3 weeks. Bank of America, Citigroup, and Morgan Stanley are among the banks that may face downgrades. S&P is revamping its method of scoring the creditworthiness of financials. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
A sage business knows cash flow makes dreams grow.
Cash flow is everything. It keeps the doors open and the dream alive. And our dream is to keep growing.
A sage business knows how to track cash flow and fund its growth by integrating Sage Financial Software with Sage Connected Services for payment processing.
We accept payments online and connect the data to our Sage Financial System so we always know where we stand.
Make your business life easier. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business sage.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the gala of the year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning. Looks like it's going to be 52 today. 100% chance of rain, which means it's raining. Chance tonight. I love how they say, you know, chance. It's a chance of showers. 50% chance of showers tonight with lows of around 32. You're listening to KCNR 1460. I have to make a special announcement. Last night, of course, you know, we had On the Spot with Linda Bott. I want to congratulate a girlfriend of mine, Nancy Sutton Pierce. If you go to her website, ConsciousLiving.com. She has a brand new book that, or an ebook that has just been released. And of course, we're going to have her on next week so she can talk about that. She's got all kinds of things that are going on. So, you know, she's really in a part of her life that's flourishing. So hats off. Conscious Living. She will actually be on tomorrow, of course, on her Saturday programming here at 11 o'clock. The Nancy Sutton Pearson, the Conscious Living Show. So check that out. Also want to remind you that tomorrow at 4 p.m. I'll be at the mall with On the Spot with Linda Bott. And at 5 o'clock I bring in Santa. It'll be the first time the snow is going to be falling at the mall. So we'll be have a great time. The first 200 kids receive a free gift. And it's time. We're bringing in the holidays with Reading style. There's Christmas trees that are all over the mall. Each one is raising money for a special charitable donation. It is very, very special, very heartfelt what's happening at the mall and within our county here. This is what we love about the North State.
And I'm bringing Bad Bob because he said he wanted one of the presents. He heard it was a wand, a light wand, and he wanted one because it had something to do with, like, you know, internet or something.
3D.
3D and stuff. Hey, we're really glad to have Pete Privich here from the Veterans Clinic. And you had, and Pete heads up the Veterans Clinic here in town, the Veterans Administration Clinic. So welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, you know, it's been a while since you've been here, so we've got a lot of catching up to do. But only thing, you know, I can say is that there's been a lot of accolades since you came aboard here. What, 4 years ago now?
Been 4 years.
Gosh, has it been that? Yeah, it has been that long. It's when I moved here to town. You were moving in about the same time.
Right.
What's going on?
Well, I want to lead off with an invitation to the community in general to attend an open house that we're having at the clinic at 351 Hartnell here in Reading. It's going to be an open house, light refreshments, and I just want to kind of showcase some of the new programs we have, some of the new equipment we've got. And also kind of talk about some off-site locations that we're in the process of developing to sort of decompress our parking situation as well as our space situation in the clinic.
Okay. Well, let's go over a few of those right now then. So I know that you all have acquired some space across from, I think, across from City Hall, haven't you?
Or? Right. 760 Cypress. We looked around the clinic, looked at our programs, and identified several that don't really, truly need to be in the clinic next to urgent care or primary care or mental health. Mainly that's the eye clinic, our audiology department, our dental department, which we're expanding from 3 chairs currently to 7 chairs. We'll be moving our compensation and pension evaluations to this site. And we'll be moving our physical medicine, which is physical therapy, occupational therapy, and chiropractic care. So all those programs will be located at our new site, which we hope to activate sometime in April, early May, possibly.
How many people do you all see a month? Or is it easier to say a year or a month or what?
We have 15,000 veterans enrolled in that clinic for care. And they don't all come necessarily. But we have that number enrolled. A lot of these folks also get care at the Chico VA. They also get care at Mather and Martinez facilities and Palo Alto and San Francisco if they need higher level specialty care.
Okay. What about when you say that there's some new capabilities you all have?
Well, we brought on some new programs. We've expanded some programs. We're looking to get mammography in the clinic within the next 6 months.
And, wow, that's great.
It is going to be great. And that's not just for women veterans. That's also for men veterans. Men experienced
you know,
issues
had,
as well.
We've had people on with talking about breast cancer and how that is something that's not just limited to women.
That's true.
So.
We also have what's called a DEXA unit, which does bone density studies. That's fairly new. Since the last time I was on, that's installed.
Okay, bone density. And I know there's a lot. You're always constantly moving forward.
Well, we like to think we are.
Okay. Hey, you know what? Before we take our break, let's, we always have our fitness minute here, and we're working this in here. So, Amy, good morning.
Good morning, and happy Friday to you guys.
Happy Friday to you, too. We're talking health, so it's a perfect fit.
Awesome, awesome. Well, speaking of health, I want to talk about the five facets of fitness that there are.
All right.
A lot of times when I see people come in the gym, they just focus on weight training or they just focus on cardio. But it's really important that everybody realize that there's five factors to fitness. There is your flexibility. So how, you know, can you reach down and touch those toes? Can you reach your hands behind your back? You have to work on your flexibility. And then there's balance. People don't realize that balance is a practiced thing. It's not something that you're just granted automatically. So you have to practice that just like you do with your cardio and just like you do with your weight training. And now with weight training, you have two different types of muscle strength. You have a muscle endurance, okay? So how long can you lift that weight or how long can you go on that cardio machine? And then you have muscle strength, which is how much weight can I pull? So in other words, one of them you're going to maybe do a lighter weight and higher reps, and the other one you're actually doing more of a heavier weight and less reps. And then last but not least, we can't forget the core. That means not just your tummy muscles in the front, but it also means your side stomach muscles and your back muscles. The whole centerpiece of you needs to be strong through that core. So flexibility, balance, muscle strength, muscle endurance, and core strength. Those are your five facets.
Oh, well, thank you. And we're, you know, that's, you know, we're talking health and we're talking being ready for this coming year and keeping everybody in shape as best we can. Our guest, Pete Privich, is really in good shape. He looks like he works out 12 hours a day.
Awesome.
Amy from Emerson's Peak Performance, thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy. It's always good to hear your voice.
We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Like I said, our guest
Next week is going to be Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
That's Are you going to be with family?
I am. We're heading down south to see the family.
Okay, great. Okay, Haley, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back, and we're going to continue talking about our veterans clinic here and the different programs that are open, the open house that's going to be here. We want to get as many veterans there and veterans families here to talk about exactly what's available at the clinic. And we're going to talk about the future of the clinic. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 7:42 in the morning.
It's time for R&B Sharpening and Sales Poetry Theater. Now here's Bob with Ode to an Edge, Celebrity Voice Impersonations.
Bob and Judy, are we keeping things sharp at R&B? When you go to trim your hedge, are your shears without an edge? Does your saw blade reject a woodworking project? Do you use your knife twice when you slice and dice? Set aside intrepidation and fears. We're the ones who have honed your shears, along with blades, bits, and knives, because with every edge, we're wise. We'll send you along with the keenest edges, and you'll say no one else can sharpen like we. That's Bob and Judy at R&B.
R&B Sharpening and Sales Poetry Theater was brought to you by R&B Sharpening and Sales off Highway 273 in Anderson, just north of UPS, next door to Mundina's Cabinets. Visit R&B Sharpening and Sales on the web at bandsaw-blades.com.
Stop me soon before I get old and get me out of this rhyming mode.
Your chances are escalating to new levels to win in the Cubalicious Swipe to Win at Wind River Casino. Don't miss your first chance Cubalicious drawing Wednesday, November 30th at 8 o'clock. Swipe to win, play to win. It's a pretty big deal. Our first chance drawing is Wednesday, November 30th at 8 o'clock, where you could win a share of over $7,500 in cash and prizes. Get the facts on Wind River's Cubalicious by logging on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Casino, where locals play. Offering the hottest variety of table games. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single deck blackjack hand pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker, Texas shootout, pie gout, and lucky ladies bonuses. Plus, Monday evenings, try your luck on our $1 blackjack table. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last one. For details, log on to windriver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Come see what the big deal is at the Mount Shasta Mall. You have enough to plan for this holiday season without surfing the internet and driving long distances just to get your shopping done. The Mount Shasta Mall has over 80 specialty stores, restaurants, and services where you can find unique and stylish options for everything on your list. Serving a big meal? Find festive table linens. Chopping down a big tree? You'll need tough gloves and toasty coats. With stores like Macy's, Old Navy, JCPenney, and Sears, you'll find all the biggest deals right here in town. You owe it to yourself to shop the Mount Shasta Mall. Santa Claus is coming to town early, Saturday, November 19th at 5 p.m. during a musical performance in Center Court featuring Linda Bott and the first snowfall of the season. Family entertainment and crafts for the kids from 5 to 8 p.m. And the charity Trail of Trees kicks off throughout the mall. Join seven local nonprofits as they provide for needy children in Shasta County through this charitable holiday drive.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 7:45 in the morning, Carl on the bar, November the 18th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Special coffees during this time of the year, Taste of Vanilla, Jack Frost, all those. They have a special cigar event going on, too. All the proceeds will go to help homeless children. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts there. Joe and Shelley support our veterans community, and that's an easy segue then to Pete Privich of the Veterans Clinic, who heads up the Veterans Clinic here. Is your title director or
site manager?
Site manager, and you've been there for 4 years. You came up from?
I came here from Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, that's right.
2 years in Las Vegas.
Yeah, a little bit of a difference, huh?
Quite a bit of a difference, yeah.
Now, we talked about the open house, but let's make sure everybody has that date. That's going to be Monday?
Monday, November 22nd. It'll start at 5:30 and probably run a couple of hours. We'll close down about 7:30. So I'm not sure I mentioned that previously, so thank you for that.
Well, we got to make sure that, you know, that this is not just, the veterans need to go there and see what the new programs are going to be, one. But two, their families need to also to see, because sometimes a veteran will be a little bit remiss at times about going, you know, seeing what's going on. But if his family's there and sees that, hey, you know what, you rate this. This is something that they have available down there instead of out in town.
Right. We want to be a part of the community. I mean, our employees live in this community. They work in this community and do their shopping here. So, I mean, we're part of the fabric of this the North State.
Well, you surely are. Now, the Veterans Clinic, you've got 15,000 people that are on your rolls. Are you planning on expanding? I mean, I know you're expanding into these other buildings so you have more room for medical care in one spot and your admin and maybe in, you know, a little bit others, but you're going to just continue to grow here, I imagine.
We are. You know, we have to keep up with the demand and so on. Our statisticians tell us that the veteran population is declining. However, our market penetration, that's the number of veterans that we treat, is increasing. And a lot of that is driven by the current economy situation. A lot of unemployment, a lot of insurance is being dropped, those types of things, which is a terrible thing, unfortunately. So they're driving the veterans into the clinic, and we want to be there and ready for them with our programs.
Okay. So I know that when we talk about expanding out, when you say, you know, for the programs, are you just hiring more people, expanding, are you opening new programs up?
Well, we're getting new programs. One thing that Secretary Shinseki, the Secretary for the Department of Veterans Affairs, one of his primary missions is to end veteran homelessness. We are getting homeless coordinators coming in to both Chico and Redding areas, and they'll be working with some of the local communities, Catholic Social Services, Good News Mission, and others, to find homes. Hopefully we'll get some HUD vouchers and those types of things for our homeless veterans and kind of get them off the streets and get them into a healthcare setting in a better residential environment.
Well, I know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is working with that too, and that when those HUD vouchers came out for the homeless, that none of them came north of Sacramento from that.
Well, we've got a program in Chico that we run, mm-hmm. but for some reason Shasta County didn't. I don't think it met the specifications for the grant.
Isn't that strange? the you know, that, well, with the Shinitsky came out here and said that they had all these grants or all these vouchers for the homeless. Mm-hmm. And that was a big thing up here that we had, you know, we needed 25. That was identified as needing 25, that we never got those, but it did. Other programs have helped. Anyway, okay, so we're expanding, you know, and that way in and out in the community, so people know of all that's available. I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the 5150 a little bit. I want to talk about the Veterans Home, and then I want to talk about the, you know, very quickly, the backlog on veterans' claims in the Veterans Administration. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh, 7:54 in the morning, November the 18th. Our guest is Pete Privich from the Veterans Clinic.
And the weather is currently 47 degrees right now. It's raining in downtown Reading, where our studios are right here on Market Street. Before we get back to Pete, I just want to let you know, we've got a lot of press releases and a lot of things that come around this time of the year, so these are just mindful remembers. Remember, at the holidays, you know, you always have your dogs or your, you know, pets around. Usually they beg at the table, and there's just a big warning that's going out that's saying that it's a dangerous time for pets. The food is rich. Put your turkey carcasses in the bags outside because they'll go through the bags and they'll eat the bones. We've all had that happen to our dogs. I never lost a dog over that, but that can get lodged in their throat, and the food is very rich for them, and they see a very big increase in the pet hospitals at this particular time of year from pets that, you know, basically eat too much food, they gorge, and they get really sick. So just be mindful of that. To clean your plates and put your food outside. And that's from the Haven Humane. There's a lot of things on the list of that are really toxic for animals. But, you know, and getting back to our guest is Pete Privett. Good to see you again. Saw you at the Veterans Day Parade.
That was a blast.
Isn't that a great parade?
It really is.
Hey, Pete, we got like 6 minutes left. Tell us about your plans here for the future.
Okay.
I know we've talked about, new programs you have, but you've got big plans here.
We do. We have just started working with some national consultants on looking at expanding our clinic even further, and our lease runs out in the space that we're in right now on Hartnell in 2016. And we have some serious plans to expand our programs. I personally would like to see us being able to provide even more care to our North Country veterans. In terms of things like day surgeries, I'd like to have an orthopedist on site, dermatology, a couple of operatories for those procedures, expand our GI program, gastrointestinal. I'd like to expand our physical medicine, get more physical therapists, get more occupational therapists, and just have to send fewer and fewer people down to Sacramento, over to Martinez, San Francisco, and Palo Alto.
That's a long trip for a World War II vet and
really
or a
is.
Korean War vet, or even now getting to be the Vietnam War vets. It's a long trip to take it's a 12-hour day.
It is, round trip. So we're looking, our estimates are somewhere, we've got 45,000 square feet under roof right now. We're looking in the neighborhood of 100,000 plus if everything bears out in terms of what the data is going to show us.
Mm-hmm.
Our veteran population is declining, but our market penetration again is on the rise, and I think that's going to be a big boon for the folks that are most affected by the economy and new veterans moving into the area.
I think we have a lot of see a lot of people moving into the area that I frankly, and there's many others that believe that we really don't even have a good count of how many veterans are up here. I don't know if you agree with that, but it's not on the census forms. I guess you can figure it out different ways.
Right. We have databases, but I don't know the validity of them, really.
Yeah, and it just seems like there's a large proportion of our society up here is veteran. But it's also for veterans' families. Some of this is for the veterans' families, too.
Right.
You know, a couple minutes, we talked about this million case backlog for the VA. Now, you don't have anything to do with that. Personally, I know that. But have you heard anything about that?
Well, we do play a role in that. The claims for service-connected compensations go in through Veterans Benefits, which is another branch of the Veterans Department. Once they do their processing, then we get the request for the compensation and pension examination. So we play a role in that. And unfortunately, I think the administrative portions of that process take a little bit longer than the clinical evaluations do. There's a huge demand.
Yeah, and I've also seen that they're hiring some more people trying to get it under control. But
right.
the people have to wait for up to a year. For this, it seems like it's a little bit to the extreme.
Right.
Okay, now Monday from
5:30 to 7:30,
right. Open house, Veterans Clinic.
Yep, community is welcome. Veterans, citizens, anybody, just bring your children.
Just to see it, just to see what's going on down there, right?
We'll have tables set up with answer any questions you might have on eligibility and enrollment, behavioral health services. Physical medicine, we'll be doing tours, anything you want.
Okay. And this is good for the community to see what is available there at the Veterans Clinic, because, like I said, in some cases the veterans just don't go down there, but their families need to see what's available for, and you know, for older veterans.
Right.
You know, our World War II, Korean War veterans, there's a lot of things available that perhaps people didn't know because they served during 2 to 3 years and they think, well, maybe I don't rate that, but they have earned that.
Right.
Okay. Pete Privet from the Veterans Clinic, he's the site director there, and we're going to have Pete and some of his people back here on a regular basis, especially when we want to start talking when it comes to the mental health. And what we can do with that.
Right, that's a big issue right now.
It is a big issue.
It's always great having you on, Pete, and you have brought a lot of great stuff to Reading. Thanks for being here.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Occupy Reading.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They went out recruiting, but never came back. Two Oklahoma State women's basketball coaches killed in a plane crash. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has what happened live.
Dave, as this season fired up for the Oklahoma State women's basketball team, Coach Kurt Budke said the players support each other.
And when you have a bunch of unselfish people like that, the chemistry is going to be great.
The team has been dealt a big blow. Coach Budke and his assistant Miranda Cerna have died in a plane crash about 45 miles west of Little Rock, Arkansas. The pilot and a passenger not associated with the school have also died. No word on a cause. Dave?
Jennifer, Congress's super deficit-cutting committee still has no plan 5 days before its deadline. But in the House, Republicans are pushing another way to cut red ink. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Dave, a federal balanced budget amendment now up for a vote in the House today.
We simply must stop spending money we don't have, and if we are going to get our economy a chance to grow and create jobs.
Ohio Republican Bob Gibbs is for the amendment. New York Democrat Jerry Nadler says this is the worst time to drastically cut spending. He says economists recommend running a higher deficit in bad financial times.
You have to increase it because unemployment insurance payouts go up. Food stamp payouts go up.
An amendment to the Constitution needs two-thirds majority to pass. That would mean 48 Democrats would have to join all the Republicans in voting yes before it goes off to the Senate, Dave.
Now, Rich, this was expected. The FDA has declared that the blockbuster drug Avastin should no longer be used to treat breast cancer. The drug was initially sold to treat colon cancer, but then was expanded for other tumors. But the FDA says there's no proof breast cancer patients can have their lives extended by Avastin, and it's causing dangerous side effects. He's changing his story. The captain of the yacht that actress Natalie Wood fell off of 30 years ago and drowned. Well, Dennis Davern tells NBC's Today Show he lied to investigators back then. This involved the husband of actress Natalie Wood, Robert Wagner, who has said in the past no one knows what happened. LA detectives are now investigating. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
I just woke up and my car was stolen.
Are you in a safe location?
Yeah, the car was in the driveway. My wife's car was behind mine. I come out to get the newspaper. Her car's out in the street. So they push her car out to get to my car.
Do you have the stolen vehicle report number?
550.
If your car is stolen, new OnStar FMV can help locate it with GPS. And now you can get this protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Police Department.
I have a location on a stolen vehicle. It's just off of Brook Court. It's stationary.
Thanks, OnStar. We have units going out there.
This is Pete.
This is the OnStar Center. We have located the vehicle. Police should be contacting you shortly. Thanks so much.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
This is the guy accused of firing shots at the White House last week, now charged with attempting to assassinate President Obama.
It's not just a coincidence that I look like Jesus. I am the modern-day Jesus Christ that you all have been waiting for.
And he thinks the president is the Antichrist. That is a tape Oscar Ramiro Ortega Hernandez made for Oprah, but it never aired. He was charged in court yesterday. Child sex abuse allegations at Syracuse University against assistant basketball coach Bernie Fine.
I know I cringed up and didn't want it to happen, and I was very, you know, like, what's going on?
I told him that
Bernie, please don't do that to me. And then, you know, he'd do it again and again. And
Bobby Davis and Mike Lang made their claims on ESPN.
In a letter mailed to the SU community this morning, Chancellor Nancy Cantor says Bernie Fine, quote, has vehemently denied the allegations and should be accorded a fair opportunity to defend himself against these accusations.
That's Chris Barnes with our Fox affiliate in Syracuse.
Head coach Jim Boeheim, who's worked beside Fine for 35 years, calls the allegations false, and Boeheim suggests the two accusers may simply be looking for money for making their claims on the heels of the Penn State scandal.
We're getting a new reading on the economy, future economic activity. The Conference Board says that its index of leading indicators rose nearly 1% last month, significantly faster than the increases in August and September. And on Wall Street, we are seeing some gains. The Dow up 61 points, coming off of two big straight sell-offs. It's Live with Regis and Kelly. No more.
So thank you very much for these great years together. God bless you all, and I hope I see you again real soon.
A Regis Philbin farewell after 28-plus years co-hosting that show. He got a celebrity-filled tribute. The 80-year-old Regis Philbin has logged more than 17,000 hours on television in a career beginning in the 60s. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabad, 805, November the 18th. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, you're showing me that the weather's coming in here?
Yeah, it looks like we got bands of showers moving our way, and definitely going to be a little bit wet and wild. And if you're heading into the mountains for this weekend, beware.
Well, they're saying it's 100% chance of showers today, high near 52. South-southwest wind between 7 and 11 miles per hour. Tonight, 50% chance of showers and a low around 32. So we're talking about big snow there, Bad Bob. Is that what you're saying?
Higher mountain passes, 2,500 feet or so, yes. If you go into the mountains, go prepared, because bad things can happen.
That's right. And then tomorrow, another chance of showers. Saturday night, more showers, and Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 54. So the weekend looks like it could be partly sunny or mainly rainy, as usual. Some of the things we're going to talk with Mike Contreras here in a few minutes. Who is a facilitator for Occupy Reading. And we'll get to him in a couple seconds after we have a it's kind of funny that we're having our Wall Street Minute first. And but we're going to talk about, too, a couple other things in that we've had over $10 million in cuts in Shasta County. And it comes to the education side. And, these are automatic cuts that come along. And we were talking about this yesterday. We were talking about this when one of our callers said, when this happens, transportation's cut, all these programs cut, and it looks like that Shasta County could have the lowest amount or the least amount of school days of any other county in the state. All this, or California will have least in any other state because of this budget crisis. And this is the same budget crisis that Tom Ormolino talked to us about when he was on the show saying, we can't plan. They tell us to plan on having X amount of dollars, but we know that's not going to happen. And so for the hiring of teachers and the keeping the programs on, it was like, you will have this much money. And, of course, the budget cuts were even more than we thought. The tax revenue was even less, coming in than we thought. So what happens? Schools get cut back again. Okay. I tell you what, let's head over to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, and with our Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 54 points at 11,824. The S&P 500 is up 3 at 1220. And the NASDAQ is down fractionally at 2587. Active stocks today include Pfizer up 9 cents at 1959 and General Electric up 14 cents at 1578. Stocks of local interest XO Group is down 3 cents at $7.38, and Bank of Commerce is up 1 penny at $3.37. Over in the bond market, we're finding lowered prices there today, which has brought the 10-year Treasury bond yield up to 2.0%. And over in the commodity markets, we are finding that crude oil is trading down 31 cents at 98.51. Gold is up $5.80 at 17.26, and silver is up 54 cents at $32.04. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC for KCNR.
Hey, thanks very much, Kathy. You know what? We have the Wells Fargo update on 7:10, 8:10, and 9:08 in the morning. And then again in the afternoon, we get our latest on what's happening in Wall Street. Thanks very much, Wells Fargo. Now we're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:10 in the morning, November the 18th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. When we come back, Occupy Reading is with us.
You don't want to miss the game. We know that. That's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our recently opened Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Now between bingo and blackjack, you can grab a bite and check out the game at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. We've got everything you need to be the entertainment guru for your group. Starting with the early bird happy hour from 4 to 6. Sports on TV all day long. Now, we didn't forget about the ladies. Overtime Sports Bar and Grill has a kickin' DJ. So while you're having a frosty cold one, she can boot scoot and boogie all night long. Don't worry, guys. You can still see the TVs from the dance floor. Sunday games are back and more awesome than ever. A cut above the rest with a player in mind. Be one of the few privileged to catch your favorite team every Sunday in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge and in the River's Edge Poker Room. Never miss another play. Sunday games at Wind River Casino. Log on to WindRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew at Northern Lights would like to thank everybody for ordering your kerosene early. And for those who did not, we're delivering as fast as we can. Call in now and get on Danny's list. All of our drivers are working every day getting caught up. Ricky and Johnny have been very busy in the heater department. We have a lot of new Toyo heaters and wooden covers in stock, so come on by and let us show them to you. When it's snowing, raining, the last thing you want to do is split stack or haul wood. So just sit back in the chair, turn up the heat, and wave out the window at our delivery drivers. They love the attention. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you still like talking to real people, pick up the phone and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Northern Lights Energy, Weaverville, Corning, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Eddie and the Cruisers. On the dark side. Carl and the Bot, 812. November the 18th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Streaming and chatting. Our guest, Mike Contreras.
That was very good.
I told you, this is about that's about as far as I got in my Spanish class in third grade. And you are the facilitator.
I'm one of the facilitators.
One of the facilitators. Now, for Occupy Reading. Now, I understand as the way that you described it, it is a leaderless movement.
Absolutely. Occupy Reading, in the spirit of Occupy Wall Street, is a leaderless movement of all ethnicities, all colors, creeds, genders, gender identities, you name it.
So. Okay. I tell you what, before we get started on that, let's talk a little bit about you, Mike. Are you a resident of Reading?
I am. I live in Reading. I have for the last 6 years. I was born and raised in Fresno, California. Okay. Went to Fresno State, go Bulldogs. Graduated with a degree in chemistry. Most recently, I worked for myself in information technology, but before that, I was in medical sales, medical devices, pharmaceuticals.
Okay. So you were in a sales position then for pharmaceutical companies and for medical companies then?
Absolutely.
How was that? I know a lot of young men that are young men and women that are real bright that
it was great. I was I happened to be graduated from college at a time where there was a peak in the number of applicants for medical school, and didn't quite make the grade, I guess you could say, to get in, and so I had to find something to do. I started working as a laboratory tech for a company called ADM, and from there I went into sales of laboratory supplies and then into pharmaceuticals. So I've got kind of an inside look at the pharmaceutical industry and how they operate, and that's what really led me to where I am today, is working for a pharmaceutical company.
Okay. And where you are today is?
Is I'm one of the facilitators. I'm one of the people that early on, after the American Occupy movement got started, decided that it was time for that movement to come to Reading. A few of us began, you know, chatting on Facebook, and in a day we were meeting in a pizza parlor. And within about 3 days, we had our first general assembly at the Sundial Bridge, and that was about 3.5 weeks ago.
Okay. And when you started this movement for Occupy Reading, it was kind of a part of a solidarity with the other Occupy
groups? Absolutely. The if you want to trace this movement, the occupation movement, back, you know, we would go all the way to the Arab Spring as the very beginning, and that spread throughout the Middle East, and we all know about Egypt and Libya and all that, but it began in Tunisia, went into Europe, Greece, Italy, Spain, and then in the fall came to the United States. September 17th was the first day of Occupy Wall Street.
Okay. We've already got our first phone caller. Okay, Ruth, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Mike, I've listened to you a couple of times, and I've been really holding back the urge to call, but I saw you on TV the other day, and one of the things that I was taken back by was that the Occupy movement was going to be at the city council to support the collectives closing. And I try to embrace and understand your movement, which I don't, quite frankly, I did not understand that at all. And I wanted to say that since you're from Fresno, you probably know that they've done a lot of raids in Fresno at these collectives, and they've gained quite a bit of income from doing those raids. And it doesn't seem to me, and I'm not sure if you're aware of how much money they've collected, I think $1.4 million in one and $500,000 or more in another. But the Occupy movement is an economic and social inequity, so to speak. And I don't know if you're familiar with the collectives and all the money and the problems that they have, the police problems that they have in and around these collectives, but I just wanted to get your opinion on why support that movement and the continuity and the message that I listen to that you talk about. It just seems to be all over the place. So if you would just kind of explain that a little bit, I'd be happy to hear your response. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling, Ruth. I'll address the first point that you brought up, and that is the why we're at the city council meeting. If you look at nycga.net, and that is the New York City General Assembly of the Occupy Wall Street group, you would find one of the working groups there is the demands group. And people ask about, you know, what are the demands of Occupy Wall Street all the time. One of those demands being discussed, because there hasn't been a list finalized yet, is ending the war on drugs. And it's not so much that I support collectives or I support medical marijuana, and I can only speak for myself, but the Occupy movement as a whole is in support of ending the war on drugs, which we all believe is a failed war, 30 years of, you know, millions and millions of wasted dollars that has nothing to show for it. People are always going to want drugs. You're not going to take away the demand. And so people like me would say that it's up to the government in order to facilitate people having access to those drugs in a safe manner. And that's going to be the only reasonable way that you are going to provide for people that suffer from addiction, which the medical community, the AMA, recognizes as a disease, and just provide for the general welfare of people. And so that is why we were there at the city council meeting. It's more in support of ending the war on drugs than it is for local collectives or medical marijuana, although personally I support both of those causes. And then the second point that you brought up about the Occupy movement kind of being all over the place, it's not that we're all over the place. What it is is that we see that there are many issues that have to do with social and economic justice that need to be addressed, one of those being the war on drugs, one of those being corporate personhood, one of those being the Federal Reserve. You know, there's a long list of things, and we're not just going to focus on one item for ease of use for the public at large.
Okay. You've put up like two or three things here I really want to do follow-ups on. You say Federal Reserve. You mean do away with the Federal Reserve?
There's talk about that. Again, there's the...
Which is a very conservative
absolutely.
Also.
Absolutely. Libertarians, conservatives of all persuasions are very interested in ending the Fed. Me, personally, I'm in complete agreement with that. I don't believe the Federal Reserve serves social or economic justice. On the contrary, I think it works against those principles. I'm not opposed completely to the idea of a federal bank in order to print money and these types of things, but not in the manner that it's set up today, not being controlled by multinational banks, not printing money at will to save Congress from having to raise taxes or to lower spending. So in the way it exists today, I'm completely opposed to the Federal Reserve.
Okay. Our guest, Mike Contreras, who is the facilitator for Occupy Reading. We've got to take a quick break here. If you've got any questions for Mike, just give him a call at 530-605-4567 or put him into the chat room. And there's a few coming into the chat room here, and we'll be talking about that. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef.
door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the gala of the year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 8:25 in the morning. Izzy Brothers there, November the 18th. Carl and the Bob.
Actually, that's Led Zeppelin. The Izzy Brothers is up on a future one.
Well, then why did you put that up? Why did you put that up then?
That's for me, not for you.
That's the only
Colonel.
Time I've ever said this is who that group is, and you give me the wrong group.
Carl, even you should have known.
Should have known that. You know, I'm sitting there thinking that didn't sound like the Izzy Brothers, but that's what it says. Oh my, you know, question authority, question authority. That's what we're here about.
Absolutely.
530-605-4567 is our phone line here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's has got sales on for the Jack Frost coffees, and they have special brews for this time of the year, for the holiday time of the year. And, of course, they have a cigar sale going on there that all the proceeds are going to go to help homeless children. Just go down and ask them about the special ones that they have there. And veterans get discounts. Joe and Shelley support our community in so many different ways. Tobacco and Brew, we recommend it. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Mike Contreras, facilitator for Occupy Reading, leader of this movement. May I just say this? You are the face of Occupy Reading.
It's kind of turned out that way.
You
just
are
because
the,
I'm the one person that's willing to speak to the
you're
camera.
De facto the leader.
Some people might say that. I'd say that we make decisions based on consensus, which means everybody plays a part and gets to have a say in what we do. If somebody is not comfortable with something we're doing, we use hand signals most often because our committees are small. Exactly. We don't have to resort to hand signals. But if somebody's uncomfortable with something, we adjust our plan. We make changes. We alter that plan until those people are comfortable. And that's what direct democracy is about. It's about everybody having a say in what you're going to do and then moving forward to doing it.
Okay, wait a minute. A direct democracy, I understand what you're saying, but say there's 99 of you. Mm-hmm. We all believe real strongly this way, and one doesn't.
Sure. There is a way to the New York City General Assembly, and this is a process that was set up in Spain, actually. There is a way that if somebody does put up a block, which is a very strong no, I feel very uncomfortable with this, and I'm in danger of leaving the movement if this conversation or action moves forward, there's a way that we do go to a vote. And city by city, it's a little different. In some places, it's a 75%. In some places, it's a 90%. But there is a way of getting past that because you can't just let
one person stop everything.
Possibly an agent provocateur or somebody who's just there to cause problems, derail your democracy. And so we do have a voting process by which to go about that.
I have a question. So you do advocate pure democracy. The vote wins, right?
Well, at first, what we want to do is come to a general consensus. We want everybody to play a part,
okay,
but if
consensus.
That doesn't work.
Please explain to me Proposition 8 and Proposition 216.
I'm not familiar with those propositions.
You're just talking about what Bob's
this,
talking
this
about.
The voters of California
voters,
made a decision,
if
and
the
it
voters
was overturned
make a decision.
By a minority.
It was the
that's the voters of California. That's not Occupy Reading or Occupy Wall Street.
Right. Let me see. What do you? We talked a little bit about this during break. What does Occupy Reading want to accomplish?
First of all, what we want to accomplish is we want people to have conversations. We want people to call into radio shows. We want to engage people about whether you're you consider yourself on the left or on the right. We want people to talk about the issues. We believe that that we're more alike as Americans as than we are different. At least that's my belief. And Occupy Reading, its primary goal is to engage the public, to grow its numbers, and to spawn civil conversations about the issues as opposed to 10-second sound bites, you know, that you hear from a politician on TV.
Well, we're absolutely all for that. That's why we try to, you know, that's why we want you on for an hour today so we can find, you know, find out what Occupy Reading wants. So right now you want to grow your movement, essentially.
Grow our movement and just engage people in conversation to do what we're doing right here, for neighbors to sit down or over the fence, like I've done with some of my neighbors, just to have a conversation about the issues.
We have people calling, but we're going to have to wait till after the break, if you don't mind hanging on, because we've only got like about a minute and a half before we, you know, that wouldn't give us enough time. But is there a specific thing, besides just growing the movement? I mean, have y'all come together in your group and said, we want to accomplish this one thing for our city of Reading?
I just... One specific demand, like if we want to change the city council or something? No, we haven't gotten to that point.
All right. So there hasn't been like a specific demand yet, but wanting to grow the movement, have more people engage and talking about what's going on and all this. Okay. Our guest is Mike Contreras. He is the, and don't take this wrong, you're kind of the de facto face of Occupy Reading.
That's what's happened only because I'm probably one of the two or three people that are willing to talk to the camera, that are willing to go on radio. Mm-hmm. Other people have just shied away from playing that role. So there's a small group of us who have kind of taken that on.
Okay. All right. Hey, our guest here, Mike Contreras, who is the facilitator. One of the facilitators of Occupy Reading is here. We're talking about what they want to accomplish. Who he is, and we're going to talk about where they're going after the break here. Plus, we have people on the line. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Amid growing pessimism that it can meet Wednesday's deadline, the Congressional Supercommittee is still trying to recommend big federal debt cuts.
We're going
to
keep working. I'll talk and work till the last dog dies, as they say.
Democratic Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts.
Supercommittee Republicans have scheduled two meetings. Presumably Democrats will be doing similar. And then there may be a little bit of back and forth from Republicans to Democrats and vice versa. But there have been many meetings day and night in recent days and no breakthrough so far.
Fox's Mike Emanuel at the Capitol. The government is banning the use of Avastin for breast cancer patients
because there's no proof that it makes them live longer and it does cause dangerous side effects. The FDA says it knows this will disappoint patients running out of options, but the drugs must be both safe and effective.
Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor in Washington. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I receive more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
Shasta Regional Medical Center's Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center, Fleet Feet, or Shasta Family YMCA to register. Or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. The whole family can join in on the fun at the Turkey Trot on Thanksgiving morning. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the little gobblers 8 years and under, the 2 mile walk fun run for the entire family, and for the more serious runner, the timed 6 mile race. Register by November 15th to guarantee a sweatshirt in your size. Shasta Regional Medical Center's Couch to Turkey Trot is on. Start off your Thanksgiving Day with a family tradition the whole family will enjoy. And be sure to enter the Couch to Turkey Trot drawing for a free $500 gift certificate for a couch at Kubler's Furniture. Trot on down and register today at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Fleet Feet, or Shasta Family YMCA. All proceeds from the Turkey Trot will benefit Shasta Family YMCA, plus one mentors, Shasta Family Justice Center, and Girls on the Run. For more questions, go to ShastaRegional.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460 on the Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. It is 8:35 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right. Take a step back in time. It's right off Cypress Avenue and Athens Avenue. And, you know, it's DC and Tim, great haircuts, great prices, man's last stronghold. What can I say? Veterans get discounts. You can sit down here. If you have to wait for a few minutes, a great selection of magazines. Look at the strange heads that are on the wall. Some of them don't even exist. I think they're not even real. You know, I don't know how they do that. You know, I've never seen a rabbit with antlers.
That would be a jackalope, sir.
A jackalope. That's right. Okay, what's the weather real quick there, Bad Bob?
Look for rain and wind today. A high of 52. Tonight's low near the freezing point in Redding. Snow accumulations up in the higher elevations, and then tomorrow more of the same. Currently 47 degrees downtown. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards. Holly Day's up there this weekend. Give a call at 474-5546 for reservations, because you always need them for the music room there. Our guest Mike Contreras, facilitator for Occupy Redding. Kind of the de facto face of this, because I see you all the time and everywhere.
It's kind of worked out that way.
Yeah, well, you know, but you know what? I know it's a leaderless movement, but leaderless movements eventually have leaders.
They normally do.
They have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it becomes if somebody drops something on the ground, it all scatters in different ways, like dropping BBs. Okay, let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, you're up first.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had a couple of questions for Mike. You know, as we are struggling to figure out exactly what the Occupy movement stands for, I think that there seems to be a lot of different issues, and we're trying to pin down, you know, what the main one is. But if you look around at what's happening around the country, there seems to be quite a bit of violence, crime. There have been a lot of issues with weapons. The thing that bothers me the most is that there's been so much damage done because of the Occupy movement to small business owners. Many have had to close their businesses or lay off employees because of the Occupy movement. So with all of the negativity of all these particular issues that have happened around the country, you know, I'm hoping you can talk about that a little bit. And then given that there have been a number of shootings in various places around the country, I'd like to know what you think about the Second Amendment. And I will take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you. First of all, I would say it sounds to me like Elizabeth gets her information from, I would say, more conservative media than more liberal media, because that's usually the way that the Occupy movement has been portrayed, talking about negativity, talking about violence. You know, people have thrown out this thing of public urination and defecation and sexual assaults and all of these negative aspects about the Occupy movement. And I would say that I've been to some of the other Occupy movements. I was involved in the general strike in Oakland on November 2nd and got to see what police brutality looks like firsthand. And I would say that, you know, you have to remember, Elizabeth brought up the Second Amendment, and I will get to that point. The First Amendment, which talks about, you know, we as Americans have the right to peaceably assemble and redress our government for grievances. And, you know, it doesn't, First Amendment doesn't talk about a 10 p.m. curfew. It doesn't talk about, you know, that you can't use musical instruments. It doesn't talk about that you can't stay overnight in order to do that. And so what I would say is I would turn that around and say that the violence hasn't begun with the occupiers. You know, you have peaceful protesters occupying space, peaceably assembling, as is their right. And when you have police officers show up in riot gear with batons and shooting tear gas canisters at people and shooting people with rubber bullets and macing people, 84-year-old grandmothers, as was the case up in the Northwest just recently, you know, you're going to have problems happen. And for the most part, everything that I've seen has been very peaceful on the part of the occupiers. In fact, I think I've only seen a little bit of video of some occupiers that were fighting back after, you know, being repeatedly beaten by police batons and this type of a thing.
Does the government have, and we'll get back to the second question, does the government have a right to say, okay, we need to clear this area for sanitation reasons and to take back control of this one area? Does the government have a right to do that?
I don't believe so. I don't think the First Amendment, just like a lot of people will talk about the Second Amendment, you know, the freedom to bear arms, there isn't a right, especially when those occupations do have sanitation committees, working groups that are continually going around and cleaning the area.
But so the government doesn't have the right to say we need to clear this area?
I would say no, and that's what the occupiers are saying as well. Give me a good reason why they need to clear an area when people are peaceably assembling to redress their government for grievances. What is more important than that?
And the other part of the question, too, is about businesses. They're having a lot of problems in the area because of the amount of Occupy protesters that are in the area. What about those people?
I would say, again, it's not the occupiers that are causing those problems. The occupiers, if anything, are frequenting those businesses. There's a number of businesses, eateries near Zuccotti Park that are taking food orders from around the world, bringing business into them from around the world to feed the people in Zuccotti Park. And so really the problem becomes, you know, when you have mounted police officers, when you have armored vehicles, when you have, you know, thousands of police officers in riot gear, creating the problem. The problem is not beginning with the occupiers. They are there peacefully. And so I would say that the people that are causing the problems are the overreaction of law enforcement.
Okay. I'll tell you, let's go to the phones. We'll get back to a couple of those. There's somebody's been waiting here. Amy, I'm sorry to keep you waiting this long.
Oh, that's just quite all right. I just went over the edge just listening to that last little bit that you were talking.
Okay. Well, you're on live.
Okay. Actually, Mike, I think you're kind of delusional. Because it's not law enforcement's fault at all that you're trying to portray that it's all law enforcement is why there's problems. And if you listen to the business owners around Occupy Wall Street, they are not happy campers at all. And also, I don't think you're very educated on the First Amendment.
It's a pretty simple amendment. I could probably recite it verbatim.
You need to read it a little bit deeper and further.
You know, there's really no interpretation required for the First Amendment. It's pretty plain language.
I think you need to read it again, because I don't think you're understanding it fully.
Why don't you educate me?
Okay, I don't believe that you can occupy a property, a public property, and actually Zuccotti Park's not even public, it's privately owned.
Oh, it's a combination of private and public property.
Right. It's not public. It's private.
Well, I disagree with you on that point.
Okay, that's fine, because I disagree with you on everything that you do. My question to you was going to be, you're aware of all the demands that the occupiers are requesting?
Absolutely, and those demands have not been solidified as of yet.
And you believe in those demands?
Well, again, those demands have not been solidified as of yet.
Oh, hello? Have you not been paying attention to what they are? I know you have. I know you've done your homework.
NYCGA.net, you can go to the working group, the demands working group, and you can see the work that's going on right now with the demands.
So what are your demands? You are so congruated. You're so ambiguous. You're here, you're there. You people are just all over the board.
Hey, Amy, there's a number of things that are wrong.
Hey, Amy, we've got to take a break here. We're way over our break, but I wanted to get you on here, and thanks for your comments here. We'll address all those. I've got all these written down. We've got like two or three here we want. This isn't the last time Mike's going to be on the show either, because there's quite a few things, obviously, that our listeners want to talk about and ask about. This is Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 8:44 in the morning.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. Celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Free layaway till Christmas, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Support our local veterans by making your donation this month during RAVA's second annual Salute to North State Veterans. Many are in need of transportation to and from work, home, support, and medical services. With your kind donation, RAVA can provide passes making our veterans' lives easier. Please call 906-6312 or stop by the Gold Mart located in the Town and Country Shopping Center to make your donation. For every dollar raised, RAVA will provide a free bus pass to a local veteran. Call 906-6312 or stop by the Gold Mart today and say thank you to our vets.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. Celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
What is excellence? What is professionalism? What is a quality windshield repair? At Crackmaster, you will see the difference. Crackmaster has been serving the North State for over 18 years. From rock chips to cracks, a quality repair done right saves time and money. Crackmaster is the leader in windshield repair, and with an experienced, specialized approach, Crackmaster performs to the industry standards. You have a choice. Crackmaster, 241-8373, 241-8373.
It's not how many hours we put in, it's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients, it's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation, it's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jezrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:46 in the morning, we're trying to keep up here and catch up. Our guest, Mike Contreras, facilitator for Occupy Reading, one of the faces that you're going to see that you see over and over again. But there's several others too that, as we come rolling through here, we'll have them on a couple more times because there's lots of questions. You know what? We've got several questions backed up here, but as long as we have people on the line, we'll go to them. Daniel, good morning.
How you doing, Carl?
Fine. You're on.
A question for Mike. You spoke of the police being the problem, and I'm wondering, when you look at a Tea Party, peaceful, clean rally, that when police are there, which is very rarely, they don't cause a problem. Can you explain? And I'll take that off the air. Thanks.
Okay, Dan.
I'd say probably the most obvious thing is that I'm, because I would be considered a lefty, I've only followed the Tea Party movement, you know, kind of from afar. But from what I know about the Tea Party is they haven't chosen to camp out quotation marks at any locations. Has that been a case, Carl?
I'm pretty sure they've had, but I think one of the things is they have had crowds of thousands that have always been peaceful, cleaned up after themselves, you know, and that kind of thing.
Sure.
There have not been a
haven't stayed overnight.
But they have not okay. That I know of.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would say that's, you know, that's the obvious reason. What cities are saying is that people are only allowed to peaceably assemble until, in the city of Reading, that would be until 10 p.m. Every city is a little different. There's ordinances against camping. Again, I'm using quotation marks. And so where the police have become involved and begun problems, as I would say, was when that curfew has been broken. And that's when the problems start. And again, I would say that, you know, the First Amendment is very clear, and it's written in very plain language, and there is no mention of, you know, a curfew or a time limit set on peaceable assembly.
Okay. Second Amendment, that was asked a little while ago. Your feelings on the Second Amendment?
Just the right to keep and bear arms?
Yeah.
Again, you know, what does the Constitution say? And then I would say, myself personally, that's what I would support. You know, I don't think that the Constitution mentions anything about curtailing the or limits on the right to keep and bear arms. Is that right, Carl?
That's right.
Okay, but I would also say that, you know, people shouldn't be driving around in tanks. That's probably a little unnecessary. That's my.
I think there's probably ordinances about that, about, you know, fuel, economy of fuel and things like that.
Yeah, that's my personal opinion, but
rough on the asphalt.
Exactly. So,
but personal opinions is different than what you believe that the Constitution says.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. If the Constitution says it, then so be it.
Then that's your right.
Absolutely.
That's good. I like that. What about your relationship here with the authorities here in town?
We have a very good relationship, actually. We there were three of us that sat down with a couple of RPD captains before we set up our occupation site in Sculpture Park, and we had a very cordial discussion about what we were about, because they weren't really aware of, you know, the Occupy movement and what we were going to do. And, you know, we asked for their position on what our thoughts were in terms of occupation. And, you know, they explained to us very clearly that there's an ordinance in Reading that if you're in one place, you know, camping, quotation marks again, after 10 p.m. that, you know, that they would arrest us. They also let us know that, you know, they believe and understand in the practice of civil disobedience. So, you know, they are supporting us there. And they also are police officers because of, you know, the love of the law, the love of the Constitution. And so we had a great conversation with RPD before we began.
Great. We're going to take a quick break and get back on time here. When we come back, we want to talk about the future of the Occupy movement. This is an important question. We haven't really talked about it, but in Europe, you saw violence. I don't need an answer right now, but violence in the future when we have movements like this. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, 8:50 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
What the big deal is at the Mount Shasta Mall. You have enough to plan for this holiday season without surfing the internet and driving long distances just to get your shopping done. The Mount Shasta Mall has over 80 specialty stores, restaurants, and services where you can find unique and stylish options for everything on your list. Serving a big meal? Find festive table linens. Chopping down a big tree? You'll need tough gloves and toasty coats. With stores like Macy's, Old Navy, JCPenney, and Sears, you'll find all the biggest deals right here in town. You owe it to yourself to shop the Mount Shasta Mall. Santa Claus is coming to town early, Saturday, November 19th at 5 p.m. during a musical performance in Center Court featuring Lindebaugh and the first snowfall of the season. Family entertainment and crafts for the kids from 5 to 8 p.m. And the charity Trail of Trees kicks off throughout the mall. Join 7 local nonprofits as they provide for needy children in Shasta County through this charitable holiday drive.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace,
but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph. Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, and Prestige Gifts. See you Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:55 in the morning, November the 18th. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're chatting and going live here on KCNR1460.com. Our guest, Mike Contreras, who is the facilitator, one of the facilitators for Occupy Reading, a leaderless movement that has de facto leaders. Everyone does. And not to say that in a bad sense, but it just has to. Okay, on the line, we have Dale. Dale's first-time caller. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning. Hey, I've seen signs from the Occupy group that advocate moving your money from the big banks to like local credit unions and small local banks, and I was wondering if Mike could explain how that will help make things better.
Absolutely. Great question, Dale. Thanks. The Occupy movement, especially us locally, but really everywhere, support local business, you know, buying local, shopping local, as opposed to the big box stores. And in terms of banks, one thing that a lot of people that we talk to don't know about is that credit unions are structured vastly different than banks in general. Credit unions are operated in a type of non-profit manner, meaning that they don't well, one of the aspects of that is that they don't have a board of directors that is paid. Their board of directors is volunteer. And so they don't have people at the top that are taking away these, you know, multi-million dollar bonuses. And credit unions also focus more on using their financial capabilities to reduce rates for their members, as well as provide other services. So putting your money in a local bank or local credit union is a very powerful way of opposing the corporate greed, which is one of the biggest issues of the Occupy movement.
Okay. The you know, we are, of course, advocates of exactly what you're just talking about, is shop local, buy local. If you have to go to a big box store, use that as a last resort and never go to the Internet.
Yeah. You know,
because we don't get anything from that.
Keep your money right here at home. You know.
Well, you know, are you sure you haven't, like, you know, been on the other side, on the left-hand side of the Tea Party meetings? Because you guys got a lot of things in common here.
That's what I've been saying. Absolutely.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Morning. Hey, Mike, I from a lot of the signs I've seen and the things that you're saying, it sounds like the movement is largely anti-capitalist. And really, I would guess that behind the core of the movement is really a desire to move towards a more socialist, Marxist type of government. And I just think that if that's not what you stand for, and if that's not what Occupy Reading stands for, you guys really ought to take on a different name or something.
Okay, John, that's a good point.
That is a great point. And there's nothing in the Occupy Reading name that suggests that we're anti-capitalists. It doesn't say Occupy Anti-Capitalism Reading or anything like that. So the Occupy name comes from, you know, we are going to occupy a space in order to peaceably assemble. That's the reason for the name. In terms of anti-capitalism, we're not anti-capitalism. We're not anti-socialism. You know, we're not against people earning a good living, you know, off the sweat of their brow. We're not against those things. What we are against is rampant corporate greed. When power and large multinational corporations become so powerful with their money that they oppress people, they use tyranny, they place profits over people, and you know, and you get what we have today. When
can
that happens.
This be organizations too, like unions? That do the same thing, that use the money that
any large,
they've taken from their members to affect the government?
If any large organization uses their financial backing in order to oppress people, in order
so
to...
So it's not just business, it could be unions.
It could be, if that's the case. If that's the case, then absolutely, we would be against that large money greed.
Okay. All right. Our guest has been Mike Contreras from the Occupy Reading. How long have y'all been out occupying here?
We set up our occupation in Sculpture Park in front of City Hall on October 31st. No reason behind that. No coincidence with Halloween.
With Halloween or
just
anything?
Happened.
Just
yeah.
happened. Okay. You have. How do people read what you're doing or get a hold of y'all?
You can go to OccupyReading.org. There's links to our YouTube channel, our Facebook page, our Twitter feed, all located right there.
All right. And do you have any big – I know you had a march yesterday. It was on the Bonneview Bridge.
We did. We joined forces with the American Dream Council here locally and had a demonstration on the South Bonneview Bridge just west of I-5 there, which is currently listed as structurally deficient and was last inspected in 2008.
Okay. Mike, thanks a lot for showing up today and kind of articulating what Occupy Reading is. We'll have to have you back on here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Carl and Linda Bott, it's Friday. Hey, have a great weekend this weekend. Don't forget to go to the mall tomorrow and watch Linda as Santa Claus is coming to town. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And thank you very much for listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.